Okay, we're in the middle of Perek Beis in Hilchos Shavuos, and the Rambam had left off talking about how when a person makes a shvua, so it's critical that his words and his intent match each other. So if his intention inside was A and the shvua was B, or what he actually emitted from his mouth was B, then it's not a valid shvua. So he continues with this theme in Alach Yod Aleph. He says, V'cheinim gamar belibo lehi shava. Let's say he decides internally in his mind to make a shvua, v'ta'a, v'hotzi b'svasav davar shalah yabalibo. But what comes out of his mouth is not what was inside his mind. Harezim mutter, then it's mutter. So what's a case? Ketza. Ha'misgavein lehi shava shalah yochal eitzel ruvein. So let's say he says his intention was he wouldn't eat by ruvein. U'kshavah lehotzi shvua. So, but when he came to emit, to vocalize what was in his mind, nishva shalah yochal eitzel shimon. What came out was that he would not, he makes a shvua not to eat by Shimon. Harezim mutter le'acholim Ruvain. He can eat Ruvain. Why? Sherei lo hotziu b'sfasav. Because he never vocalized, never verbalized the shvua against Ruvain. Him Shimon, sherei lo hayashem libo. And he can eat by Shimon because his intent had nothing to do with Shimon. This is an example of a case where his mind and his and what he verbalized did not match up. Ve'alach yud beis. V'chein sharmini shvuos. For all the types of shvuos, inu chai v'chia piv v'libo shavim. So his mind and what comes out of his mouth must be equivalent. So let's say, for example, let's say a guy makes a shvua in front of us, okay, and he says out loud, he's not going to eat today, and he ends up eating, which seems like he broke the shvua. The hisrbo, okay, and he was given a warning before he ate. The amar, what did he say after he got warned? Ani lo haya belibi, right? He said, I didn't think, that wasn't my intention. Elo shlo eitz hayom, right? Vita lishuni, lishoni. Right, so what came out of my mouth wasn't actually what I meant to say. It was like a slip of the tongue, right? V'hotzi achila shelo ha'isa b'libi, and basically, what it called? I had no intention to avoid eating today. That was not my intention in my shvua. There was no shvua. Hareza in aloka. You won't get makos or such a thing. Ad sheyodeh b'fnei edim kodem shiokol shalachila mishpa. Unless he admits in front of witnesses that all along his intention was to go ahead and make a shvua, not eating. Or let's say, for example, he will get makos in a case where he got warned. And he never said, never made a claim when he was warned that he made a mistake. Even though afterwards he claims all along it was a mistake. We don't listen to him. Let's say they warn him and he says, I never made such a shvua. Rather, what it called with this thing. So, and then let's say they confront him and say, no, we witnessed you making a shvua. So you can't say that. Then he says, you're right, Amar Kenaya. You're right. I take back. I did make a shvua. But he tries to get out of it by saying that my mind and my mouth were not equivalent, meaning I didn't, he's changing the story, saying I wasn't thinking the right kavanah. Oh, Tanaya, I believe you on that. Or he had a Tanaya about the Neder. So in this situation, he can't back out of it. We don't listen to what he has to say, and therefore he would get makos for breaking the shvua. Okay, lach yud gimel. Kiyotzebo amrulo ishtecha nadra. So let's say two witnesses come along and say, your wife made a neder. Vamar belibi haya la hafer la v'hifrasi shomen la. And he said, my intention all along, which we'll get to how this works in Nedarim, my intention all along was to nullify the neder she made, and I did so. Okay, we listen to him. Amrulo nadra. Let's say they say to him, she made a neder. V'hu omer lo nadra. Right? And he says, no, she didn't. They came on Shara Osam, okay? And now that he saw them, hey, do love. Amar believe Yahya Hefer, ain't Shemala. So at first he denies to the witnesses that she made a neder, but then when they push across her testimony, he then says, no. All along I had in mind to go ahead and nullify her neder. That one worked. Lach Yadal. Now, Gamar believe Shlo Lechol Paschitin. Let's say in his mind, he said to himself that he would not eat wheat. Wheat bread, v'nishba shalo yochal pastam. All he said when it came out of his mouth was bread, meaning his intention was wheat bread. What came out of his mouth was bread. Asur paschitim, he could definitely not have paschitim, shapaschitim pashma. Why? Because wheat bread is also colloquially referred to as bread. When we say bread, we mean wheat bread. Lachatazvav. Mishinishba v'amar shvua shalo ochal hayom, v'al das tamani nishba. Let's say a person makes a shvua and says as follows. He says, I'm not going to eat today. And my das is dependent on what you're thinking, okay? Then he can never mention what was inside his mind. Shlo nishma ze al daito el das acherim, because he wasn't making a shvuah based on his das, rather on other people's das. And since, let's say, for the other people, their minds and their what they verbalized were equivalent, right? So that's what's interesting about this halacha, is that their intent can replace his intent. Right? And this applies to all the types of shvuahs as well. That's why when dayanim make someone take a shvua, omrim lo, they say to him, lo al datcha anu mashbiim uscha el al datenu. That's why they make it clear that the shvua that's taking place has nothing to do with the what do you call it, defendant. Let's say in this case, it's das. Rather, it's a das of the dayana. This way, you can't sneak out of it. Halachi zayin. Now, misha nishba v'haya piv libo shavim b'shvua. Let's say someone did make a shvua, and his intent and what he verbalized were in line with each other. V'achash ne'asar, right? And after the thing became usher to him, chasibo miyad, he immediately tries to retract his shvua b'soch kadei dibur, right? In a very short period of time, which is, what does it mean, the immediate after he spoke? V'u kadei sheyomar, tamid l'rav, shalom alecha rebbe. The amount of time it takes for a student to tell his rebbe, shalom alecha rebbe. That's the amount of time a person has to retract his shvua. In other words, if he emitted a shvua, and then after it came out of his mouth, he was like, uh-oh, and he caught it in time, that it would time, the amount of time it would take to say shalom alecha rebbe, he could retract. Valmar einzu shvua, right? And he says immediately in that period of time, right, that 2 seconds, right? That wasn't my shvua. Oh, nichamti, or chazarti bi, or I regret it, or I go back on it. Shein yonam shehitter masha asar, right? Harizim mutter, v'nakra shvua shezed dom l'to. So basically, the shvua ceases to exist, and we say it's as if he made a mistake. So this is one way that a person can, so to speak, back out of a shvua. If other people tell him, let's say people tell him to retract, or they say it's mutter for you, okay? And he emits the shvua, and as within that very short period of time, people say to him, don't do it, okay? If Amar Hain, you're right, I won't do it. Also, the shvua is nekar, but if it's after that amount of time, enu yachol lachzor bo. Then he can't go back. And finally, lach yotes nishba v'chazav rabba soka de dibor belibo ain't ziklum. So if the person made a shvua and then he went back on it in that period of time, let's say the 2 second interval, but not out loud, only in his mind, that doesn't mean anything. Let's say other people tell him, no, don't, you know, that's crazy. Retract. And he definitely internalized it mentally, but he never said it out loud. Ain't ziklum. He must verbalize it. It must come out of his mouth that he no longer wants to abide by the shvua. Thinking about it is not sufficient. Okay, that ends Parak Beis. Excuse me. Parak Gimel starts off with cases of ones. Okay, we briefly touched on shogeg and mezid. Shogeg, as you'll see, normally the shogeg cases of shvuah is, for instance, a person didn't know he had to bring a certain korban. We're going to deal with an anus case. And obviously, as you'll see, a shvuah can't exist under duress. So Lacha Al Rambam says, kol nishma shvuah ma'ar b'mine shvuah z'ilu ba'ones or eza patim mekulam. So if he goes ahead and is forced to take a shvuah, then he's patim from everything. V'achad nishma mitchilasa ba'ones k'mo shmiranu. It doesn't matter if the onus was at the start, osh nishma v'nenas. Let's say he made the shvua and then he's forced to go against it. He was prevented from mekayim shvua. Oshish biyo on us, or let's say like a guy put a gun to his head to make a shvua. So that's why, and these are the three cases, you can take a shvua. Again, you're forced to take a shvua. You can go ahead and do the shvua if it's a case by robbers, people who might kill you, or people who come to collect taxes, not the IRS, as you'll see in a second. So who is a tax collector? Okay, obviously, the first two are pshita, robbers and potential murderers, because your life's in danger. What about these tax collectors? Be'eze moche samru, from meches, right? What are we talking about here? Be'moche sa'ome me'ilav shelokeach mamon shelobashos melech medina. So one example is that the tax collector that comes to your house, he's the guy who definitely is not acting on behalf of the government. He's just taking money on his own. Oh, shelokeach b'shos melech, or let's say he is representing the government, most of right? But what does he do? He takes a little extra for himself. Okay. For both those situations, you can go ahead and make the shvua. V'tzarcha nishba ba'ones, lios kavanaso belibo, ve'isa shvua ledavar apotro. Very interesting idea. When the person makes a shvua under duress, he must have intention in his mind, okay, that the direction of the shvua, what the shvua is addressing, is something that he be putter from, which we'll see in a second how that works. The alpha pisha dvarim elish v'levin and dvarim, even though we know it's a general rule of thumb, whatever in his mind is not sufficient when it comes to a shvua, ho'ovin yochel lahotzi b'sfasa me'onis. He can't say what he honestly thinks because of being under duress, and therefore our raises somech al dvarim shalibo. And that's why in this situation we can rely on what he's thinking about rather than what comes out of his mouth. So what do we mean? Halacha dal, ketza. Kegon shenishba le'onis shalo yochel basar stam. So he makes a shvua, the guy puts a gun to his head, and he makes a shvua as a result of this duress that he will not eat any meat. Uvelibo, but what does he have to think to himself? Shalo yochol hayom, that he won't eat today. O shalo yochol basar chazer, or he won't eat pig. Then hareza mutter b'chen chal yotu b'zeh. That would make the shvua a mutter shvua. So again, he has to go ahead and have intention that is not in line with what's coming out of his mouth. Alecha hey. V'chein shvua savai, okay? Let's say a person makes a shvua that's, what do you call it, hyperbole, v'shal shigagos, or negligent slash unintentional, patra lein. It's also patra. Now, what's shvua savai? What's a hyperbolic shvua? Ketza, kagon shira, chayolos, kadolos, v'choma gavoa. Let's say he sees a huge army and tall walls. V'nishbad, he makes a shvua, shirisi chel ploni melech, v'heim ki yotze mitzrayim. He makes a shvua that I saw this big army coming, and they're like they're as big as the Jews who left Egypt. Okay, that's hyperbole. Usharisi chomas yerplonis kavoa adarakia, or I saw the walls of that city and they go up to the sky. Because basically, in his mind, there was no sheer he had. There was no actual real amount he was talking about. And he was just there to basically be hyperbolic to tell people, wow. Like, I swear to you, there was as big as so-and-so. That's there just to show how extensive the issue is. But that doesn't rise to the level of an actual shvua. Lachavav, and shvua shal shagaga, as Kate said, well, we've seen this before. What is a shvua shagaga? Im shvua sa'edus, oi pikadon, if it's a shvua of edus. That's a case where the person makes a shvua that, let's say, the edim make a shvua that they didn't see what they actually saw, right? Or pikadon, that's where I make a shvua that monetary item is not by me when it is. He could go and shishaga with gidano be'edus, shu patar mekluam k'moshavyan. So it's all these cases before where let's say he forgot that he had that item in his house, or he forgot about the testimony. That's shogig there. Ve'im shvua shav, let's say it's a shvua in vain. He could go and shenishva shal yibash tefillin. Let's say he makes a shvua not to wear tefillin, which is a shvua shav. However, below yoda shetum mitzvah, but he didn't know that there's a mitzvah wearing tefillin. Ve'im shvua sheker he, let's say it's a shvua sheker, could go and shenishva shal achal. Let's say he made a shvua that he wouldn't eat, and he remembers he ate later on. And he makes a shvua that he won't eat, and he remembers. Excuse me, forgets a shvua and eats. Or let's say the cases where he says he won't sleep with his wife because she stole his wallet. Or she hit his kids. He knows that she didn't steal anything from him or hit his kids. And every case just like this. Alacha Zayin, Imkein, Ezu Shiga Shvuas Bitoy. All right, so what about a Shvuas Bitoy? Where's a Shoga case by Shvuas Bitoy? Shecha Yavin Alea Korban Olav Yored L'Shavar, that you be chayav in this type of Korban if you violate. You go in Shinishma Shal Achal, Hu Yodea Shachal, okay? Let's say he makes a Shvua that he did not eat, even though he knew he ate. U Shvua Sheker, Zu Shinishma Asura, right? He knows that this Shvua Sheker is Asur to do. Aval Lo Yoda Shecha Yavin Alea Korban. He had no clue that you're chayiv in the korban olav yoreh. Zuhi ashkaga shechayiv in aleha korban olav yoreh b'shuas bitoy l'shavar. That would be the shoga case where you are chayiv to bring a korban and the shuas bitoy for things in the past. Okay? Halacha ches. The case that yashkaga shechayiv in aleha korban mahava. What about a shoga case of a shua that you make about things that are in the future? Kegon shenishma shaliyol chal paschitim. Let's say he makes a shua, he won't eat wheat bread. V'shaga, he makes a mistake. V'dama, Shenishbash Yochel Paskitim, right? And what's the mistake he makes? He thought, He thought all along his shvua was that he would eat from Paskitim, okay? His shvua that he said was that he wouldn't eat from wheat bread, but then he thought to himself, no, my shvua was that would he eat bread, and what did he do? The achla. Shezen nel mami menu hashvuas, and the shvua disappeared from his mind. Hey, achaisa. But he remembers the thing that he made a shvua about. Zui shiga shvuas bitoy l'hava shachem leim a korban. That'd be a case of a korban of a shvuas bitoy that you did be shogeg about future things. He'd be chayav to bring a korban for. Lachatas aval im nishbashal yochal paschitim achal paschitim al dashu pasorim hareza anesu pater. Interesting. If he makes a shvua that he won't eat wheat bread, and he eats wheat bread, but thinking that it is barley bread, that's anes, and therefore he's pater. Why? Because he remembered the shvuah. But what, so to speak, disappeared from his mind? The object that he made the shvuah about. Let's say he forgot about the shvuah. What it called? He forgets about the shvuah. Entirely. But he forgets the object he made a shvuah about as well. He's definitely patur from the korban. What's an example? Ketzah. So he made a shvuah not to have wheat bread. And he thought, oh no, my shvuah was to have paschitim. And then and he ate wheat bread aldashu pasorim with the intention that this was barley bread. So now he's unaware of both of the shvuah he made. He's just getting it wrong, and the object, because it's pasorim, that's harezik anus apater. In this such a case, it's anus, and he will be pater. Finally, lach yod aleph, we'll stop here. Nishba al kikar shelo yochanu. Let's say he made a shvua that he wouldn't he wouldn't eat this loaf of bread. Minitzar alav achlo meitzar, but he ends up starving. He's really hungry, and he decides to eat the bread. But who's shogeg, right? And he's shogeg. Why? Sharei dama shemutal achlo meitzar. He thought, in a case of pain, I can go ahead and eat it. Harei ze patur min a korban. Why? If he she'enu shav midyaso, right? Because it's not that he's going ahead and going back and regretting his shvua. Ela yada shesurahi. He knew it was also of achla b'tos, but he thought there was a hetta here in this situation to eat it. So it was a mistake in the lachas of shvua. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up Parak Dalet tomorrow.